Om Shanti. Good morning. Is everyone dry? Under the canopy? So how is translation before we begin? Vietnamese? Okay. French? Okay. Is that all we have? Russian? How is Russian? Okay, very good. And English? Okay? Okay, good. Canadian. Canadian English. And Japanese? Yes, okay, good. Very good. Okay, I hope I didn't miss anyone. So this is your sister Judy, and I'm based in Halifax, Canada, East Coast of Canada, the first place that Baba ever came in all of the Americas, North, South, Central, and Caribbean. This little tiny city called Halifax, less than 500,000 people. And Sister Mohini stayed for 6 months and no Brahmins. So she left. She went to Toronto, New York, Guyana, boom, Brahmins everywhere. And then 23 years later, I'm the first. So hard soil, little flower. And then after me, these two beautiful souls. I've been with Baba now almost 30 years. And although I'm based in Canada, I travel a lot for service. And I've been here since 28 September. And it was raining then also. to help coordinate and facilitate Baba's two really big, beautiful international guest retreats. So IPIP, Inner Peace, Inner Power, for the Arab, Middle East world and Asia. And then for Peace of Mind, which just finished, which is the 7-day course for our friends and families and contacts. So I'm very happy to be here today. And just to let you know, our topic, I think you see on the screen, it was said a little bit different this morning by Sonaben, but it is being as bestowing. Being as bestowing. So that's what we want to explore today, is the being. That my being is the method that Baba can bestow on the world. So when Baba is my everything, then I can be with Baba and I can become what I'm meant to be.
Thank you, Judy. This one is Debbie, also from Canada, and in 1999, I was living in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and someone invited me to a yoga class, a dear friend, and it turned out to be Raj Yoga, and I fell in love with the experience. And so I've been with Baba since then and came to Peace of Mind that following year in 2000. So it's been 25 years that I've enjoyed the showering of Baba's love. And I love this theme that we have, being as bestowing. And I love experiments, so we've got several experiments for you today to enjoy and deepen your understanding of what is to be, to accept everything from Baba and become that instrument that also showers all the powers, qualities, and virtues into the environment, into others, without them even knowing, very incognito service.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Debbie and Judy. My name is Brother David. There are other Brother Davids, but I'm the Brother David from Canada, or some people say the big Brother David. But that's my body. I am just a tiny soul, and I am based in Anaganish, Canada, which is about 2.5 hours from the center in Halifax, but spend a lot of time supporting service in Halifax. Also some international environmental service, and it's always special for me to be at Gayan Sarovar because I took knowledge here at Gayan Sarovar, starting at the Peace of Mind retreat in 2000. So my heart is always very full when I'm at Gayan Sarovar. As we said, we're going to do a number of experiments today. And if you're ready, I would like to start with the first experiment. So I invite you to close your eyes. Just take a deep breath, get settled in your seat with your eyes closed. Put your hand up, like when Baba says, "Are you ready?" So your eyes are closed, your hand is up in the air. And now very slowly take your hand and put it on the top of your head. Your hand came from above. It's now resting on your head. Feel the weight of the hand. And imagine this is the hand of Baba's blessings. This is the hand of your Father. Your Father's hand blessing you in every thought, every word, every interaction, every action. So now you can bring your hands down. But imagine that the Father's hand of blessing is still on your head. And just for a couple of minutes, turn to the person beside you and have a little conversation. How did that feel? How did that feel? Having the blessing of the Father on your head. And talk a little bit about what is happening when Baba is bestowing on us. what do you feel? And what is happening when Baba is bestowing on us? So maybe I see the Russian group, if you can chat with each other, just have a little discussion. What was your feeling? And what do you think is happening when Baba is bestowing upon us? Have a little chat with the person sitting beside you. So this was our first experiment to open this session on being as bestowing. And we wanted to start this way just to give you an experience and think about the experience of bestowing, because it's very different than giving. It's very much an honoring, you know, a blessing. It's a different kind of relationship that is established, a different kind of energy that we receive. So just think about how this experience maybe opened you up to think about bestowing in a different way and about being as bestowing.
Thank you, David. It felt warm on my head. Warm head. Yeah, it's like transmitting energy to me, the soul. I'll invite you now to take your notebook and open, if you can, so you have two clean pages next to each other, two fresh, clean pages, and a pen. So we'll do a little writing activity now. And we know that service is simply overflow from me out to the world, from Baba via me out to the world, right? Out to my relationships. That the abundance that I experience from Baba is what flows out to the world. Rather than me giving it, it radiates out. So this exercise is about checking my abundance. It's about checking my attainments from Baba, because that is the resource that flows through me. So on this side of the page, on the left clean page, I'll ask you, we'll take about 3 minutes with some meditation music. Thank you, Suresh Bhai. About 3 minutes, I'm going to invite you just to list all your attainments from Baba. Everything you can think of that you have attained from Baba since coming to Baba. We're going to do 3 minutes, just write and write and write and write as many as you can think of. Okay? Begin. So keep flowing if there are more things coming into your mind. Keep going for another 30 seconds or so. Okay. Have you filled a page? Almost? Almost full? More to add? Yeah. Okay. To see that, to let it flow? Yeah. So we'd like to focus now on some more attainments, but with a little guidance. So let's take a moment and think about, if Baba is a gardener, then what am I? A flower or a plant. Flower or plant. So Baba as the gardener, here's a question for you to answer in your notebook. What is Baba growing in you right now? So take a moment and think of Baba as the gardener and you as the flower. In this moment, this phase of your Brahman life, what is Baba growing or nurturing in you? Take a moment and write your answer to that. Okay, is it clear what the gardener's doing with you right now? Yes? Okay, we have another one now. So, Baba calls himself the jeweler. If Baba's the jeweler, then what am I? The jewel, the diamond, whatever. So the second question, what is Baba polishing in you right now? So it could be a speciality, but could be something else. What is Baba polishing? So there's a rough edge, and Baba's polishing it right now in you. So what is that? Take a moment to answer. Okay. Got it? What's being refined, Ana Josefina? Escribe. Sí. Well, you might have to use the back of that page. You're going to need the other page clear. Yeah, so find space. I'm writing on the sides now of my page, so it looks very abundant. Okay, next question. So if Baba calls himself the businessman, so as a businessman, what am I? I'm his product, or I'm the business he's developing. So, what fortune is Baba investing in me right now? What is the fortune business? Take a moment to answer that. Okay, we have two more now. So the next one, Baba calls himself the surgeon. So if he's the surgeon, I am the patient, right? So this question, what is Baba healing in me right now? So what is Baba healing in me right now, at this point in my Brahman life? Yes, are you seeing healing happening? Yes? Yeah, all right. The last one then, Baba as my friend. And as a friend, Baba is trusting me and building trust, because friendships are based on trust. So what trust is Baba building in me? Take a moment to answer that. So can you see the attainments through these relationships with Baba? Yes. So you have an abundance on your page. Take a moment now, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and somebody sitting next to you, speaking same language, just share which of those was most significant for you. Of those 5 and the whole list of attainments, which of those was quite significant for you when you looked at it now? So we'll take the next 3 or 4 moments just to share with somebody sitting nearby who speaks the same language. Okay? Shanti. So, welcome back. Did you get time to share a little bit? Enough? Yeah. We get started. We just get started. All right. So, but everyone has a page that looks a bit like mine, no? Full of words and attainments. So Brother David is going to do a demonstration for us right now about how being is bestowing. Being full of these attainments is in fact bestowing.
We invite you to keep an eye on what's happening now. Baba's love is always showering on his children. He is the bestower. When the child is stable, the power of love begins to flow out of each child into the atmosphere, into others who are around. They can too fill up with Baba's love.
Good. Very steady hand. Thank you. So we invite you now on the clean page that you have to draw something that looks like this. You, the little star at the center, and three concentric circles around you. Representing the ecosystem of your life.
And what we want to ask you to do on that paper is in the first circle, in the center of the paper, just to write the names of very close family and friends. They might be BK, they might be non-BK, but those closest friends to you, closest contacts, partners, family. Just take a minute or so and write their names of those people closest to you. And then in the next ring, in the next circle, write other friends or colleagues. Maybe work colleagues, maybe acquaintances at the center. You don't know them that well, but you see them sometimes. Other contacts in your neighborhood. Maybe you go for a walk every morning, and there's certain people that are acquaintances that you meet on the walk. So in the second circle, name those groups of work friends, colleagues, acquaintances that are souls that are part of your ecosystem. Part of your life. And then in the third ring, the third circle, to write community or the broader groups that you feel you are part of. Maybe it's the neighborhood or town or village you live in. Maybe if you're living in Dubai but you have family in Gujarat, you want to write both of those places as communities that you are part of. And you can even include the world, the humanity of the world. If there's a special region of the world, a special place, a special group that you have a connection with, just name that group, that place, and write it in the third circle. Because that's also part of the ecosystem of you as a soul, the role you're playing in this body at this time. And then for the next step, and maybe Judy, I can ask you to hold up your book. It's to think about the attainments you listed, the refinements that we discussed a little bit, and think about how are those attainments from Baba overflowing through you and having an influence on some of the people in your ecosystem, some of the other souls in your ecosystem. Think about those attainments and how they're overflowing through you to others in your ecosystem. And maybe you can just draw some lines. I think maybe three or four are going to come out to you very quickly. Just make note of how those attainments flow through you and are having an influence, either on very close friends, on other colleagues, maybe in your workplace, or in the world at large. So take a couple of minutes, maybe we can have some soft meditation music, and just make some of those linkages from the attainments to the people and souls in your ecosystem. So I see Debbie and Judy have finished drawing their lines up here.
It's quite messy, but I can see where it's going.
Maybe the rest of you would like a little bit more time, but we want you to, you know, use this kind of an activity on an ongoing basis. And to take it a little bit deeper with these next three questions. And to remember that we have an abundance of arrows, we're calling them, that are bestowing Bubba's energy on others. And the arrows are the attainments. The arrows are the refinements of how we take those attainments and really work much deeper on them to understand them and express them in our actions. And when we reach the point of abundance, how they're overflowing. So attainments, refinements, and then they overflow. So to think about that diagram you have just created, and to ask yourself, where do you see the attainments from Baba flowing naturally through you into your life to influence others in your ecosystem? Where do you see the attainments flowing naturally? And maybe just put a check mark or make a note beside those lines where the flowing is very natural, very easy. It's just happening by the being that you are. And the next question for your own reflection, your own journaling, you can start it now, and maybe it's something you work on in the next few days, is where do you see blocks or gaps where you would like to see these attainments flow more naturally? Where do you see blocks or gaps? And it might be on the side of the attainments, or it might be on the side of that connection to souls and places in your ecosystem. And the final question for this experiment, what is needed now for you to continue to overflow with Baba's attainments and refinements? like the glass at the top of the pyramid. What's needed for you simply to be able to continue to overflow with Bubba's attainments and refinements? So these questions were an experiment for us as well. And I think there's many, many insights that can arise from this process. And perhaps it needs a little bit more time. And if there's things that weren't clear, I'm sure in Amrit Vela tomorrow morning, Baba will make them clear to you. But for us in our churning about being as bestowers, we thought these were useful questions to consider. Did you find it useful? Was it okay? Yes? Okay. Om Shanti, over to Debbie for the next experiment.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Baba. Yes, we've been thinking a lot. You're a very thoughtful group. And getting in touch with so many of the riches that Baba bestows on us that we absorb sometimes without even knowing. And they become what others see in us and feel when they're around us. So what I would like to do in this experiment with you is to explore the natural nature of bestowing. When you just are, and people receive from you as we receive from Baba, once we've made the connection, it's always flowing. So we're going to experiment with the five senses. So these are sensory experiments. You don't have to write in this one. You can put your pen and paper down for a little while. And we're going to explore five different senses. And you, the soul, allow these senses in different ways, different amounts. So I'd like you just to allow things to happen, allow the water to overflow, or whatever sense I'm working with. So for the first one, sound. I'd like you to listen to the sound that's coming. And listen for as long as you can hear that sound. It helps to close your eyes and just focus on the listening. Thank you. what are you noticing now about sound and your capacity to absorb sound? Next sense I would like to explore with you is touch. So I'd like you to lift your left arm in front of you and pull your sleeve back to the elbow. And now I want you to gently blow on your arm back and forth, and notice what happens. Very nice. It's a very gentle experience of touch. Very light, often like Bubba's connection with us early in the morning. Now, taste. We've all received many tolis since we've been here. So I'd like you to imagine you're receiving this toli. Judy, you might as well receive this toli. So imagine you're Judy receiving this toli and taking it to the mouth where the taste buds are. Sure. It's fresh. Imagine taking a bite. You can close your eyes and imagine it now because you've received many tolis. Imagine the texture of it and how it activates the taste buds. What's happening in your mouth right now as you imagine? Baba speaks about toli as sweetening our mouth so that sweet words come out. So what did you notice about that for you? Now, for the fourth sense, we were in the garden, Daddy Jenke's garden yesterday, and we walked by many of these beautiful flowers, roses. And I'd like you to imagine you've just received a rose from a friend. So close your eyes and bring the rose up to your nose. And gently smell the fragrance that's coming from your rose, filling your nostrils. What do you notice about fragrance and how it spreads through you? And our last experiment with the senses will be with sight. And you'll need a partner for this, and I'll suggest that you turn to someone behind you rather than the person you've been with. You don't need language for this one. It's the language of love. And I'd like you to stand and face someone and give drishti. We'll do this for about a minute. Both give and receive drishti from this new person. Very nice. People are walking some distance to find someone. So spend some time in silence, giving and receiving drishti. Thank you. Om Shanti. So just sit back in your seat and think about what do you notice about each of those five senses? And what they brought to you. Which one was strong, which one was weak? Just think about a little bit. What did you notice about the experiments with the five senses? And what effect is it having on you, the soul? Is there one stronger than another? What effect do those inputs through the senses have on you, the soul? Did the mind activate memories? Did the intellect discern? Were there sanskaras triggered? It's our understanding that the soul absorbs all that Baba gives us and also absorbs anything in the environment and sends it out again. So thinking about the accumulation, the accumulative effect of these experiments on you, what does it feel like to be saturated with Baba's love, with the vibrations that we experience here, that you might generate at your center? What does it feel like to be saturated or soaked in the vibrations of the divine. Sometimes it feels like magic, but it's a process, and we'd like to honor that process by understanding it a little better. What happened for you, Judy?
I found I like the experiment, Deb, because you were, by using the five sense organs, it was clear what to focus on. So I was focusing on sound, and I was completely absorbed in sound. And that meant that I was very concentrated. My energy was very concentrated. I found sound more powerful and the visual more powerful than the others, although taste also. But the feeling of being absorbed in a vibration was empowering. Like it brought my energy together in concentrated focus. So I liked that. And I get the link you're making to that's like being absorbed in Baba's vibration. But we were using a sensory vibration to just see what that feels like. So for me, it was very cohering, very bringing my energy together in a concentrated way. And I liked that. Mm-hmm. It was very empowering.
And when is it that you feel soaked and concentrated in Baba's energy in the day?
Well, many times. It's funny. There are the times where I'm trying to, like when I sit to meditate and I focus and concentrate and the vibration is there. But there are times throughout the day, like facilitating, I very often feel like it's just happening through me. So am I soaked in the vibe, or is it just passing through me and I benefit also like everyone else does? But those would be mostly.
Yeah.
It's either happening because I'm in action or in service somehow, or when I'm sitting intentionally.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I love about Baba's Murli. We come and sit in silence, and then we hear the words after a half-hour meditation or so, and it just feels like it fills me. So I feel I'm the water glass down at the bottom, getting filled up with more than the words. It's somehow that the energy comes into me when the words are spoken in the Murli. Yeah. Any other times during the day when you feel like you're a student, or when you think about your circles of connections, that you feel like what's in you is coming out and influencing others?
There's a subtle structure that we live within as Brahmins, you know. Traffic control happens. I'm offering bhog before I eat. I'm giving drishti to my food. There's so many subtle practices throughout the day that remind me of the container I live within. And that container is made by Baba. Mm-hmm. My life is a Baba-made life. And so that container is actually full of his vibration because he built it. And I just stepped into it, a little bit like a bathtub.
Yeah, that's good.
You know? So there are moments like that throughout the day.
If I can just add something, I found the blowing on the arm very nice because of how subtle it was, but how at the same time you block out sounds, you block out other sights.
Uh-huh.
You're very focused on that subtlety. And sometimes I think what Baba bestows on us is very subtle. but at the same time it can be very powerful. Like the scent of a rose. Sometimes you can just walk by a rose garden and that scent just spreads naturally. So both the subtleness and the power of what's bestowed on us, and then how we need to be in order for that bestowing to happen on others. So they were fun experiences.
Mm-hmm. It's like the waterfall that you created. It really relied on the steadiness of each glass to allow it to overflow into the other. So what I'd like you to do is pick up your pen and paper again. And I'd like you to think back on a moment when you know your subtle vibration coming through you from Bubba influenced an environment you were in. It might have been a gathering, it might have been a meeting, it might have been a scene in nature. But I'd like you to describe a moment when Bubba's energy was flowing through you. You were soaked in that vibration and it was influencing others around you. They were also filling up with some of that. It might have been happiness. It might have been relaxation. But think of a moment in your past as a Brahmin and write a couple of sentences that would describe your experience with being soaked in Bubba's vibration and that radiating out to others and influencing the environment that you were in. Okay. One of the experiences I'm sure we've all had is brothers and sisters waiting at the center for us when we return from Madhuban to feel our vibration, to feel Bubba's vibration through us, that we come back quite full and they know it and they're waiting for us to gather a bit of it themselves. So it's like we become mobile centers when we go out into the world and share, like David was saying, very subtly, people feel the energy and it overflows into them. So I'd like you to think about what helps you sustain that energy once you leave here or once you leave morning class from the center. What helps you sustain the vibration of peace, of love, of happiness, whatever power or virtue you might be thinking about. What helps you sustain it in your Brahman life right now? And when you think of your Brahman life right now, what's one place you'd like to be able to bestow more? You'd like to be bestowing more of the energy you feel when you're absorbed in Baba's energies. So given the situation you described and how you sustain that energy, those vibrations, where in your life now would you like to bestow more, be more of a bestower? You might even think back to those concentric circles. So I invite you with the partner you found earlier as your language partner, just to share a bit about that past moment when you were soaked in Baba's vibration and you felt it move out and influence others, and then a bit about how you sustain it can be helpful to others, and what more. And if there's any suggestions, let them flow. So find your partner again, and maybe we'll take about 5 minutes for this conversation. I hope you've enjoyed that conversation, because this is what Baba talks about in terms of having experiences. And for us, not as teachers, but learners. We can learn so much from each other when someone shares a real experience. And then if we ask questions or affirm what's happening, they learn more about themselves, that what they thought was true, or we might ask a question and it opens up another way of thinking about it. So learning from experience and sharing that with each other, collectively we're building Bubba's power and we become mobile centers. And you might share words as in knowledge, but you may be sharing vibrations just by remembering Bubba and remembering that situation where you were filled with power and things happened around you because of it. Sometimes we don't even notice what happened as a result of our presence. So I loved watching each of you pair up with someone, and very quickly the energy in the room was very much a glow and a sparkle as people shared those stories. So keeping the good experiences high in our collective memory is really helpful in building our vibration. Okay, I think it's time to move along.
Thank you, Deb. Did you enjoy that? Nice, no? Nice to have conversations too. We were sharing here on stage how with the Peace of Mind retreat, who was here for Peace of Mind? Quick show of hands, Michelle, Ricardo. We have quite a few who were here for Peace of Mind. And something we noticed this year, even though we had Sister Shivani on stage, we had Sister Janti on stage, we had Shiluban, we had many beautiful resources, but almost all of the guests, their comments were the atmosphere. They didn't mention names this year. They didn't say, oh, I love Shivani Ban. You know, they said, oh, the atmosphere. There was something about the atmosphere. They really were soaked. And the other comment was the unity of the team. The unity, the harmony, the cooperation of the team. So we collectively were radiating this energy of love and harmony, and we were just being. None of us really felt like we were doing anything. We were just being. We were happy and we were enjoying, and the energy was quite contagious for the guests. And I think that's the whole point of being as bestowing. I'm not doing anything. I'm not giving anybody anything. I'm just being in my attainments. I'm being in Bubba's vibration. I'm being in the abundance that is growing in me, in my Brahman life, from all of my elevated karma, all of my pure karma, every minute of making effort, right? Studying, yoga, all of this is adding to the accumulation. So I can just be present with Bubba in my attainments, and it flows. And that's how being is bestowing. And we kind of break the transactional sanskara of the Copper Age, right? And of bhakti, of I give. I'm giving to these guests who come. I'm giving to the atmosphere. No, we're not giving anything. We're just being, right? We're being with Bubba, and we're being in our attainments. And constantly being aware of our attainments helps us, helps Bubba bestow through us. Right? Beautiful, no? It's a pretty easy life. I mean, really recently, Shivani Ben was very nice when she said, it's not actually easy, Raj Yoga. She said, it's simple Raj Yoga. But not easy. So, you know, the mechanism is quite simple. The method is quite simple. But it's not easy. So I found that a helpful distinction. And Sister Janti was saying, service is just overflow. So never think you were serving. You were, if it's done accurately, service is overflow. So am I overflowing? Is really service. So we'd like to end with one final activity or experience for you. And you are here for the next 10 days or so. We're at the start of this period, this group number one. We had our opening session. It was last night, I think, wasn't it? Where we sat with Baba. So fast. So this is a moment for you to clarify for yourself your intention for being here in Madhaban for these next few days, because Madhaban and Baba, through Madhaban, bestows countless riches on us. Every conversation, unexpected moments, you know, waiting to see Didi, and magic happens as you wait. I mean, Madhaban is always bestowing, and Baba through Madhaban. So just take a moment now and clarify for yourself in written form. What is your intention for yourself during this time that you're in Madhaban? And if you can think about it as what I want to be. So we are becoming bestowers like the Father. But what in your being would you like to refine, accumulate, create more abundance for yourself? So to become more like Baba, who is the bestower. What would you like to be? You have come here to become something. So what would you like to be? So write that as an intention. I'll give you a minute or so just to think clearly about that. And as you're writing, I invite you to write a 6-word summary of your intention. So if you've written a paragraph or many wonderful words, if you can shrink it to 6 words So it'll be like a mantra, very easy for you to remember. This is my aim for Madhaban. This is my intention. In any moment here, you can remind yourself, ah, this is why I'm here. Okay, so 6 words maximum. We can remember 6. Anything else, a bit too long. Maybe 8, we'd negotiate, but try for 6. Okay? Okay, hold up your fingers and show me how many words you have. Ooh, Linda's got 3. Oh, Jyoti's got 2. 8, fine. 10, that's okay, as long as you can remember. 4. Brilliant. Okay, but you've got something short and sweet for yourself. Okay. So there's real power in saying aloud. Okay, so in a minute, we are all going to say aloud our slogan. Okay, our aim. When I count to 3, in your own language, when I count to 3, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, then everybody says aloud your intention. 3 times. 3 times, okay. Ready? So you have to, this is why you have to remember it, right? It becomes a sanskara now because you're going to speak it. So it adds power to it. So here we go. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Got it? Got it? All right. Everybody stand up, please. So we're going to end the session with a little bit of meditation, but this is a little movement to get us into meditation. I'll invite you all to make the Namaste pose. We know this well, right, when we come to India. I don't know, in your centers during COVID, did you start doing this? I know we did because we couldn't touch anybody. So somehow we would do this a lot. So let's just do, and we know what it means, right? The highest in me bows to the highest in you. So let's do a namaste to the self. Do one bow to the self. So the highest in you is bowing to the highest in you. And now, let's bow the highest in me to those around me. So namaste to those around you. Okay. And our third time in the namaste, put your thumbs on your heart and be aware that your fingers are pointing upwards to who? To Baba. And let's do a namaste to Baba. Lovely. And now for our final namaste, I'm going to ask you to separate your hands and to put one hand right here. This hand represents your aim, your intention for yourself during this time in Madhaban. You remember what that is? Yes? Okay. This other hand, if you can hold it up, represents everything in your life that has brought you here. All the friends, all the family support, all the experiences, easy, hard, challenging, growing, wonderful experiences of your life that have brought you to this moment in time. And I'm going to ask you to very, very slowly to bring your hands together. But so slowly that you're aware that your aim is meeting all the supports, including Baba, that have brought you to this moment. Okay? So with your eyes closed, bring your aim very, very slowly together as the two hands move together, so slowly, it'll take a minute and a half to get together, but just be in the awareness of all the supports in your life, including Baba, that are coming together to help you realize this pure intention you have for yourself. Slowly, and do not touch your hands yet, wait. And just be aware of this gap closing, all the supports, Baba's support, the support of Dharma, and your pure intention to be so full of Baba's energy that he bestows through you. Now, as your hands get close, close, close together, just feel the energy between the two hands. Life, Dharma, Baba, my fortune, my karma are bringing me to this moment where now my hands meet and I feel the realization of my aim. Each finger pressing gently but firmly into the next till you feel the power of the two hands meeting. Thumbs to the heart, fingers pointing upwards, turn your head upwards to Baba. In gratitude and appreciation for all that he is doing to help me be, to become like him, the bestower. And turn your head back down. And I'll invite you now to turn your hands outward in deity pose. The bestower, Baba's energy coming into you, the soul, and out to the world. I'll invite you to sit now with your hands in deity pose. And for the next 4 minutes, we will sit in silence, in the awareness of what Baba is bestowing upon me and how that is flowing out into the world. Visualize, if you can, your concentric circles, all the people in your life, all the communities and groups and acquaintances, the person at the grocery store, the gas station, everybody in your ecosystem, and out to the place where you live, and to the world. And we'll sit in silence for 4 minutes now. And if your hands get tired, you can put them down, but hold the posture in your mind.
Love, love, sweet love, it's the only thing that there's just a little of what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Yeah. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are corn fields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you wanna know.
For playing with us. Thank you to Debbie and David. Om Shanti.